It was a large gathering along City Hall Park. Red de Blasio signs for mayor, smiling faces. That's where legendary performer and civil rights icon endorsed Bill de Blasio for the next mayor of New York City. Belafonte, who is a native New Yorker, says de Blasio's vision and his leadership in the area of health care and keeping hospitals open is key.
My commitment is to 1199, a great union that has for a long time been committed to the health and the welfare of the peoples of this city, and as a matter of fact, all up and down the eastern seaboard. With 1199 and myself and many others, Bill de Blasio is the man that we support.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
And there's another area where Belafonte says de Blasio stands out.
And that is our young. What is going on with the young men and women in our city? What is going on in racial profiling? What is going on with unjust incarceration of our children and our youth is completely unacceptable. And the one who stands squarely in the vanguard of trying to change that unfortunate paradigm is Bill de Blasio.
Yes.
He's been there for us. He's met often with young people. He's heard their call. He's heard their cry. Yes. And I think he's the one to change the justice code in this city and in this state.
The public advocate and mayoral candidate was visibly moved by support from the great man. He says not only is Belafonte a legendary entertainer, but he's a civil rights leader of our time. That's what he says he honors. Then he went on to reaffirm his commitment to tax the wealthy to fund universal pre-kindergarten and after-school programs for New York City's children, to stop hospital closings in communities in need, and to ban racial profiling and end the overuse and abuse of stop and frisk. De Blasio says his opponent, Bill Thompson, who compared stop and frisk to George Zimmerman's profiling of Trayvon Martin, but who also opposes the Community Safety Act, can't have it both ways.
How can you be against a ban on racial profiling if you see what's happening in the city every day? How can you oppose a ban on racial profiling? It's as simple as that. So I would say to him and everyone else, you can't have it both ways.
I can't agree with you more.
State Senator Bill Perkins.
I think that he obviously understands that racial profiling is pervasive in this city as it is in Florida. And I think what he doesn't understand is that you have to stop it. Right. And as the candidate for mayor, he should be prescribing solutions, as Bill de Blasio is doing, to stop it, right, to end stop and frisk, right, and to support an inspector general so that there can be some transparency and some accountability on the policing. Our young people, especially young people of color in this city, identify very much with the Trayvon situation. And that's because of the stop and frisk policies that this mayor has been perpetuating so long.
And de Blasio's main rival in the race for mayor, Christine Quinn, is also against the racial profiling ban in the Community Safety Act. As he has done before, de Blasio took jabs at Quinn, saying we need progressive change, that we can't keep living a tale of two cities.
Speaker Quinn has made clear she will continue the vast majority of Bloomberg's policies, and she was his chief ally in creating those policies. So you're not going to change policing if you, as Speaker Quinn wants to, keep the same police commissioner and oppose a racial profiling ban. You're not going to fix our schools if you're not willing to tax the wealthy, and Speaker Quinn said abundantly clearly she won't tax the wealthy. It's clear her closeness to the real estate industry makes abundantly clear you can't expect an aggressive new program for affordable housing if you're not willing to confront the real estate industry. People need change in this town. They need inclusion. They need fairness. And I'm the alternative that can provide that.
Belafonte, who came home for the de Blasio endorsement, was just in Tallahassee with the Dream Defenders. They're the group occupying the state capitol since the jury found George Zimmerman not guilty of killing unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. They're demanding that the Florida governor, Rick Scott, convene a special legislative session to end the Stand Your Ground law. Belafonte told the crowd about the connection between Florida and New York.
Because what's going on in Florida is not just a local issue. It's a national issue. And around the country, including here in New York, there is a youth on the rise to take the lead in talking about what's going on in this country with incarceration of our young people, some as young as 5 years old, who are, it is unconscionable and immoral that we should have child incarceration to the extent that we do. And I think that de Blasio and what we're talking about in fixing the politics of New York will step into that fray, because Mr. Blasio understands fully the pain of the community, the struggle that these young people have been having, and he's been ever present talking to them and encouraging them. My platform is to continue to work with the young people down in Florida, Mr. Agnew, Philip Agnew, who I think is every bit like John Lewis was when he was 18, and every bit like Dr. King when I met him at the age of 24. I think that these young people in Florida have answered America when they say, where is our young? Where is the voice against oppression? They are declaring themselves. What we need is for the media to put more spotlight on them and listen to them articulate what they think about America, about democracy, and about a community of love. And I am enjoying this ride. At the age of 86, I couldn't ask for a better way to ride out of here than on Blasio's coattails.
And a new chant erupted for de Blasio's bid for mayor.
De Blasio! Go, go, go! De Blasio! Go, go, go!
De Blasio!
Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.